Let's head to the farmlands of Nebraska now, where things have also changed. Computers are a big part of the business of farming now. And while you might think that that would make things easier, that can actually complicate things for farmers who want to fix their own machinery. Grant Gerlach of NET News in Nebraska has this report.
Just like in your car or your phone, it's computer software that makes most tractors work. It's sort of like it has two keys. There's one key that starts the engine. But these are high-tech machines. Some can steer themselves by GPS, so you need a software key to fix the programs that make a tractor run properly. And farmers don't get that key.
Yeah, you're paying for the metal, but the electronic parts, technically you don't own it. They do.
Kyle Schwarting plants and harvests fields in southeast Nebraska. Before that, he ran auto shops fixing cars and trucks. So when he started farming, he thought he'd be a natural to do the mechanical work himself.
This is a John Deere S670 combine.
Even a used combine like this can run $200,000 or $300,000. As he lifts the side panel on this giant green harvester, he explains that the engine is basically off limits.
Maybe a gasket or something you could fix, but everything else is computer controlled, and so if it breaks down, I'm really in a bad spot. So
then what do you do?
Call the dealer.
Only dealerships have the software to make those parts work, and it costs hundreds of dollars just to get a service call. Schwarting worries about being broken down in a field, waiting for a dealer to show up with a software key. If he had that key, he could likely fix the machine himself. Schwarting says some farmers want this software so badly, they're using a pirated version from Europe to basically hack their way into their own tractors.
You know, without getting too self-incriminating, there's countries out there that have this software. I mean, you got to keep going when you got to keep going, and guys are going to find a way no matter what they have to do it.
Gay Gordon Byrne heads the Repair Association, a group advocating for consumers to be able to repair the products they buy. While she didn't know farmers were hacking tractors, she isn't surprised.
It's not extreme. I mean, if you have something and you can't fix it and you can get on the internet and figure out a way to fix it, I don't blame anybody for trying it.
But she says there should be an honest way to do it. Eight states, including Nebraska, Illinois, and New York, are considering bills requiring manufacturers to sell repair software, not only for tractors, also phones, computers, appliances, just about everything. Car makers started selling repair software after a similar law passed in Massachusetts. The U.S. Copyright Office says it is legal for consumers to repair most products. But Gordon Byrne says manufacturers can get around that with user agreements.
Specifically these end-user license agreements that we're all signing. And inside there's things like you won't open the case, you won't repair.
Andy Goodman of the Iowa-Nebraska Equipment Dealers Association says there's a good reason for that. He says the farmers could damage the machines, like bypassing pollution emissions controls to get more horsepower. That could put dealers in a difficult position.
When we resell that machine, we have guaranteed to someone that it's going to perform within certain standards. Those that are stated by the manufacturer, but also those that are required under law.
Of course, equipment dealers have also cornered the repair market, and as tractor sales slump, their businesses rely even more on service calls. Kyle Schwarting says when the farm economy was strong a few years ago, farmers could afford to call the dealer and share the wealth. But it's lean times for most farmers now.
Guys can't afford to do that anymore. $3 corn doesn't buy new combines very fast, so guys are going to have to work on them.
Because when a farmer spends hundreds of thousands of dollars for a tractor, he'd like to save some money on the repair bill. For NPR News, I'm Grant Gerlach in Lincoln, Nebraska.
That story came to us from Harvest Public Media. That's a reporting collaboration focused on agriculture and rural issues.